Welcome to the Basketball Index Podcast. I'm your host, Taylor, and today we're talking about the MVP Award. I've been doing a bunch of research. We were putting together some stuff for end-of-the-year awards, all-NBA teams, all-defensive teams, etc. So digging into the data, and I thought it would be good to... I was thinking about how to get across all the information that I wanted to, and I was like, oh, yeah, I have a podcast. Because on tweets, limited characters can always be tough. So I wanted to dig into the top four candidates this year, talk about some LeBron data, and then some of our just like kind of big time overall shooting talents, playmaking talent, efficiency stuff, and put together a case for every player. Because MVP, you know, it's like we argue about it online and, you know, there's heated discussions and whatever, but ultimately, like, you get to pick who you want. So I thought I would make a case for each of the top players and just present it, and then I'll give like my little two cents on who I think the MVP is, but that's not really the point of this episode. So let's go through it. Let's start, or let's list who we're going to talk about. Jokic. We're going to talk about Jokic, Luka, Giannis, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Those four players are in most of the MVP conversations that I've heard people talk about. I would say a fifth guy you could maybe sneak in there as a dark horse is Anthony Davis. I don't think he'll win. Probably doesn't deserve to win, but I think deserves to be in the conversation just as like a tip of the cap because he's had a really nice season, has played a ton of minutes, which has always been his weakness, and has provided unbelievable defensive value as well as being still a pretty good offensive player. A little bit diminished of what he was a few years ago, but still a effective player. So let's get into it. Let's talk about Jokic. So Jokic, number one, this is his age 28 season. And is it his age 28 season? Maybe it's his age 29 season. Whatever. That's not the point of this. But he is leading the league in LeBron WAR. And he's also leading the league in LeBron. So the way these two stats are different is LeBron works on a per 100 possession basis. And then LeBron WAR takes your LeBron and then how much you play. And then it converts it into wins above replacement. So from a per possession basis or just like a total value basis, Jokic has been the highest in both of those stats. So that's a pretty strong indicator in terms of who the winner should be. LeBron's gotten the MVP right majority of the last 10 plus years. So that is a pretty good place to start his case. Offensively, he is third in the league, only behind Luka and Giannis in terms of LeBron. And then defensively, he's giving you pretty good value. If you look at it percentile-wise, he is giving you above-average defensive value in regards to like rotational bigs. So he's not the best defender in the world, but he's an above-average player, and he's been there for the last couple of years. So really good offensive player who's giving you a ton of WAR on a per-possession basis, has been the most effective player in LeBron, and then defensively is an above-average rotational big. So nothing to sneeze at there. In terms of overall shooting talent, which is, I forgot for a second. It looks at your shot quality. It looks at your shot making, which is how well you perform relative to that. And then it also looks at your shot creation. Jokic is pretty strong there. Not as good as a few of the other MVP candidates, but is seventh overall. And then there's a bit of a gap between like Luka and, was that just Luka? Oh, I thought somebody else was above him too. But Luka's number one by a pretty wide margin in comparison to these MVP candidates. SGA trails behind him, and then Jokic, who's seventh in the league, would come after that. So he's given you very, very good shooting talent. And then playmaking talent, he is also seventh in the league. His quality is down a little bit in terms of when he passes it to players, how open they are, which is a little bit surprising. But if you look at, he's leading the league in WAR, he's leading the league in LeBron, top three in offense, above average defender at his position, one of the better players in overall shooting talent, as well as playmaking talent, top seven in both. It's pretty darn good. Efficiency-wise, his true shooting is about 65%. So across the board, really strong. I think as we're getting to the very end of the season here, he seems like he's the front runner. nationally. And I think winning MVPs in the past probably in some ways helps because it gives his name validity to maybe people that follow the league a little more casually, but also can hurt you a little bit because there's the voter fatigue part of it, and that can always be kind of hard to predict. So that's the case for Jokic. I think you feel pretty strong about making that case with anyone around the water cooler. Next, we're going to move on to Luka. This is his age, I think, 24 season. I probably should stop saying stats that I don't have in front of me. And number two in WAR, he is about a half a win lower than Jokic, so all things considered, pretty close. The LeBron WAR scale, the way to look at it is if you are giving more than 10 wins above replacement, you are in the MVP conversation. There's only five players that have done that this year. Luka, again, at about 12.6, so he's over that threshold of 10. You feel good about that, and then he's number two in the league. In terms of O'LeBron, he is leading the league in O'LeBron. So, again, on a per 100 possession basis, he is the most effective offensive player in the league. Very happy with that. Defensively, that's always been the knock on him. But this year, he's been much better. He's actually an above-average defender, just a slight, basically neutral, very, very slight positive. And in years past, that's dragged down his overall LeBron value. But this year, you know, he's talked about it. I think he had heard enough of the negativity around that to where it probably motivated him a little bit. And the results have been pretty good. If you can be the best offensive player in the league and a neutral defender, you are in the MVP discussion. In terms of overall shooting talent, he leads the league. There's Joel Embiid and Kevin Durant trailing him. And then there's a pretty big gap after that. So Luka, again, ability to hit really, really tough shots and then to self-create everywhere on the court is hyper valuable. From a playmaking talent standpoint, he is third in the league, only behind Tyrese Haliburton and Trae Young. So you have the best offensive player in the league per possession, who is capable of hitting the toughest shots, who is top three in passing. You like that a lot. And then true shooting percentage is 62%. So good, but not super elite like Jokic's. So you feel pretty good about that. Luka is my choice for the MVP this year. So I just, the amount of heavy lifting he has done, the talent around him, especially the first half of the year, not very good. They make some trades. They bring in Daniel Gafford, PJ Washington, some more solid NBA players to kind of round out their starting lineup rotation. And Luka has been playing at an unbelievable rate the past few months. So has kind of played his way into the MVP conversation in the last, I'd say, two plus months. And he would be my pick for the award. Moving down, we're going to talk about Giannis. So it's been a few years since Giannis has won an MVP. He is third in LeBron WAR. He's about neck and neck with Luka. LeBron wise. Oh, also the LeBron scale. I always forget to explain this. So basically the way it works is if you're a plus three, that is an all-star level player. If you're a plus four, it's about an all-NBA level player. Plus five, you're in the MVP conversation. And then plus six, tippy top of the MVP conversation. So Jokic is 6.7, so really, really fantastic. Luka, 6.4, you know, they're in the same kind of neighborhood. And then Giannis would be 6.3. So very, very close in terms of the overall, you know, impact metric numbers. So very good impact there. The way his comes is his O'LeBron is the best of his career. It is a five. So again, giving most of the value there. The days of Giannis as this super defender in the regular season is behind us. It's been a few years since he's put up the super gaudy numbers. He's still giving you pretty good value there as a helper. But again, it's not what it was in 2019, 2020. Some of that's probably age. He's a little heavier. He's a little older. He's also played a lot of games, a lot of playoff games. So there's also the idea of like, this is a veteran team. They are gearing up for the playoffs. You don't want to spend it all in the regular season when you are, I mean, probably in the back half of your career now with him. So defensively, still solid. And then the offense has been, you know, super insane. Again, the best of his career. Overall shooting talent is the lowest of the group here, but it's a little bit of a caveat because he, by the nature of his position, of how he plays, he's going to have more shots assisted. He still is 14th in overall shooting talent, so it's not like he's bad at it. But again, the difference between him and Luka. There is a very, very, very large area in between those two guys in terms of overall shooting talent. He's not able to create in the same way that Luka can on the volume, right? And then playmaking talent, he still is like a pretty good passer, again, for what he is, a scoring rim-running four that is actually more of like a slasher than anything. But the playmaking talent is good. It's not in these elite areas that, you know, the Lukas, the Jokic's are. And then in season past, it's actually been a little bit higher. So it's been a little bit of a down season for him playmaking-wise. Some of that could be that Dame is there. So you got to divide up the playmaking pie, right? Obviously, it makes more sense for Dame to be doing that. So Giannis can focus more on scoring and then maybe saving a little bit more energy for defense. But overall, again, the stuff looks really good for him. He's definitely right in that conversation. The war numbers are incredibly strong, 12 and a half wins. And then his efficiency has been great at around just about 66% true shooting. So we've covered Jokic, Luka, and Giannis. Let's talk about SGA. So from a standpoint of telling a story, I would say SGA's case for the MVP is probably the strongest, where OKC is this young team. Everyone's really excited about them. There's really high expectations. And then they go and they fulfill all these things while SGA is playing out of his mind at an incredibly high level, scoring a lot of points per game. So from just a, hey, I want to create a storyline, young player on a small market team that has just finished their, you know, coming out of their rebuild, and he is playing at an MVP level. He's a two-way star. He's an incredible defender, leading the league in steals, as well as the gaudy amount of, you know, box score and points he's been putting up. It's very, very interesting. He's at about 11.7 wins above replacement. So again, he's over that 10 win threshold. He's a step down. Like Jokic, definitely, like there's a gap there, but close enough to where he's definitely in the conversation. Offensively, he's at about a +4. So that's kind of an all NBA range. And then he's giving you incredible defensive value. I think last time I looked, he was fifth among guards. Hold on 1 second. Yep, he is still fifth among guards. So that's, I mean, it's pretty crazy to be putting up that type of defensive value while being the number one option on one of the best teams in the league, and you're producing quite a bit on offense. Again, his ability to just flat out score at the rim, in the mid-range, ultra polished, a lot of moves. It's really, really great stuff. The shooting talent is strong. He is, I mean, more than strong. It's very, very good. He's top five in shooting talent. And then the playmaking, there's these thresholds in our stats that like you really want to be above. But if you're not looking at them all the time, like it's the problem with analytics, right? Where I'm like, oh, he's above a +1 in playmaking talent. And to everyone at home, it's like, okay, is that good or bad? but for me, that's a number I really look for. So he's 19th in playmaking talent. So again, not super elite, but definitely in the realm of one of the better passers in the league, because again, top 19, near guys like D'Angelo Russell's there, Kevin Durant's there, Paolo Banchero's there. So you're in pretty good company in that kind of top 20 range. So again, you're getting really high scoring volume on fantastic overall shooting talent, which again, top five in the league. You're a top 20 passer, and you are giving really good defensive value from the guard position, which can be really hard to find, on 65% true shooting. And you definitely have a case for the MVP. I think if I was ranking my MVP candidates as we kind of close it up here, I would go Luka number one, Jokic number two, very, very close. And then after that, I'm going to go SGA three and I'm going to go Giannis four. What SGA has been able to do in terms of leading the team in OKC, because like, yeah, we are a numbers podcast, but Giannis is playing with Dame. That is going to help things. That is going to help your all-in-one numbers, playing with that good of a teammate. SGA doesn't. He does have Chet. He does have Jalen Williams, but he doesn't have someone in the league that's an all-NBA player kind of in that league playing with him. So that is going to affect your all-in-one number. So you got to remember that when kind of taking things into account. And then just what they've been able to do that young of a team too, to be able to lead them. Because, I mean, I know sometimes the storylines, we can kind of overreact to them or overweight them or overvalue them, but there is something to be said of you're the number one player on a super young team and you're able to kind of get everything going and lead a sensational season. Like, that does have some value. So I'm going to go Luka number one, Jokic two, SGA three, and then Giannis four, and then Anthony Davis would be five. So that's going to wrap it up for kind of the MVP primer as everyone, you know, goes to argue with their water coolers. I think, this is just good information where if you want to, you know, make your case, make your argument, I think this is a good way to do it. So that's going to do it for this one. If you want to talk to me on Twitter @TaylorMetrics, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Basketball Index Podcast.